Welcome to the Nation Magazine Podcasts. You're listening to Nation Conversations, exclusive audio of Nation forums, events, seminars, and salons.
The nurses have are not what I would consider, you know, Democrats or Republicans. They're essentially really good people who take care of patients. But what they found over the years is the conditions in the hospitals have become virtually impossible because corporate forces have dominated their hospital setting. And so what they find is that they have to fight for patients every single day of their life. Ultimately, that translates into not just that patient in the hospital, but what happens before the patient gets to that hospital. What are the forces in their lives that are actually having a phenomenal effect? And then when you look now, you know, the other thing is just from, you know, working women in this country, nurses made very little historically, hardly anything, as they worked as nurses. And now they finally achieved good contracts in many of the states in this country where they have a decent pension, health care, and a living wage. But now what's happening is that everyone around them, their patients, their families, their life is deteriorating so quickly that something dramatic has to be done. We've looked historically at supporting Democrats. We've looked at supporting, you know, being bipartisan. We've looked at forming a labor party. And all of these things came with limitations in terms of what to do about what was fastly becoming just an irresolvable economic and social problem in terms of the disparity of wealth and income in the country. So we decided that it's not just for nurses to have good pensions or working people with unions to have good pensions and benefits and a living wage, but that it had to be something that was expanded to everyone in the community. Nurses believe that. They believe that intuitively, that you raise all ships, that you're not out there by yourself and I've got mine, so I don't care about anyone else. But in fact, what nurses do is they are social advocates. They're patient advocates, they're social advocates. So they've embarked upon a campaign, and we've embarked upon a campaign nationally, and it's called a Main Street campaign, Main Street Contract for America. And at the heart of that is a multifaceted program where we're calling for decent standards of living, for jobs in this country, for reinvestment in our communities and our people. Not infrastructure per se, because that's bricks and mortar, but the people of this country, in the communities, to rebuild community. What nurses see, too, is that there are we don't have a society anymore. I mean, at best, we're talking about a safety net, which is a bogus concept, which means that the wealthy are entitled to our country, but we want a little safety net for us. So we want to do away with the concept of a safety net and say, let's rebuild society, let's rebuild our communities, let's rebuild an engaged population in politics. So it is not about, this campaign has at the center of it a financial transaction tax, which is a minimal tax on the essentially gambling from Wall Street that ask for very little, that will cost them very little. But as regular people, we pay taxes on all of our transactions when we buy a car, when we buy books, when we buy we buy all of the things that we buy, we pay taxes. The biggest money in this country ultimately buy and sell stocks, commodities on derivatives every minute, and they pay nothing in terms of those transactions. There's multiple problems with that, notwithstanding a market that's unstable. But regardless of that, ultimately what this money would do, it would be money that's to go back to the communities for creating good jobs, not just jobs, for creating an educational system, for all the social programs that are part of a society that are necessary and why we live in a society. We've come so far from where we were, and we're sinking as a country. And the nurses see that. They're at ground zero of human suffering. They see it every day. Young women who have never had preventative medicine, who've never gone to a doctor, and then they come in and they have, say, breast cancer, and it's too late. And that breaks their heart. And they go home, and it becomes so great in their lives and in their hearts and in their conscience that they want to do something. So they'll be leading this you know, this Main Street campaign will be asking that our legislators sign on to the campaign in the communities. This won't be a Washington, D.C.-based campaign. This isn't about the ugliness of the lobbying and legislative programs. This is an honest program where the nurses are going to actually take the patients, take the people who have lost their jobs, take the people who are victims of the mortgage crisis, and take them to the legislator's office and say, these problems are resolvable, and this is what we want. We want your support. And we're going to show the faces of the people in their community to them, you know, meet your constituents, ultimately. And then we're going to call the question on the legislators, do you stand with the people of your community, or do you stand with Wall Street? And this is not going to be ask Obama. This is not going to be ask favors. This is going to be a demand for a different type of America, the America that we all believe in should exist, and you know, a repositioning, reprioritizing of the economy that's invested in our communities. So this is a community-based program. We'll be having a demonstration here on Wednesday at noon in front of Wall Street, and we'll be joined by a lot of consumer groups, a lot of public advocacy groups, labor unions, regular people, and nurses, and we're going to be essentially saying, pay your fair share, Wall Street, and let's reinvigorate our communities, for lack of a better concept, Main Street.
Nation Conversations is a product of The Nation magazine and is available on iTunes. You can hear more podcasts at thenation.com/audio. Thanks for listening.